Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting third. The DH, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Choo. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hector Luna. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Inglot. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kelly Shoppak. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Andy Marte. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Byrd. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The second baseman, Alex Cintron. Batting third. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rob Mikowiak. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Freddy Garcia. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Sizemore steals second. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sizemore moves to third. Two outs. Ryan Garko batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Garko takes first base on ball four. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Choo hits a line drive into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Podsednik bunts in front of the plate. Shoppak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cintron hits a line drive towards first. Garko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Luna is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Luna strikes out. One out. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Inglot hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Inglot for the out. Two outs. Kelly Shoppak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shoppak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Dye, who is chasing the ball. Sizemore reaches third base with a triple. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. 1 out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Garko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Chu is 0-for-1 in the game. Chu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Mikowiak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mikowiak takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Uribe hits a line drive into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bird. Mikowiak moves to second. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 0-for-1 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luna scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Luna is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luna is 0-for-1 in the game. Luna strikes out. 1 out. Joe Englet is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Englet is 0-for-1 in the game. Englet hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shopak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shopak hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cintron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luna scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0-for-1 in the game. Dye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dye moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dai moves to third. Tomy moves to second. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dai scores. Tomy moves to third. Konerko moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Rob Mikowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mikowiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mikowiak strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luna fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marte is 0-for-1 in the game. Marte strikes out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garcia fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Garcia. Sizemore moves to second. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Sizemore steals third. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Sizemore scores. Michaels moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 0-for-1 in the game. Uribe hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 0-for-2 in the game. Podsednik bunts towards third. Marte fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cintron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Inglet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jermaine Dai is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dai hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tomy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tomy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tomy takes first base on ball 4. Cintron moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cintron scores. Tomy moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Englet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chu is 0-for-2 in the game. Chu bunts towards third. Mikowiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hector Luna is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Luna is 0-for-2 in the game. Luna hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Englet is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Englet is 0-for-2 in the game. Englet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Mikowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mikowiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mikowiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Englet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Englet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Uribe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Uribe. The throw from Shoppack and he is safe. Uribe steals second. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 0-for-3 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Uribe scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rafael Perez now pitching. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Podsednik. The throw from Shoppack and he is safe. Podsednik steals second. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cintron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cintron takes first base on ball 4. Brian Sikorsky now pitching. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cintron. The throw from Shoppack and he is safe. Cintron steals second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shoppack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shoppack strikes out. Pierzynski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Shoppack out. 1 out. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Marte is 0-for-2 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Marte reaches second base with a double. Boone Logan now pitching. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Logan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McDougall now pitching. Jason Michaels batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marte scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome is hit by the pitch. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. Juan Lara now pitching. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pierzynski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a line drive into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pablo Ozuna pinch hits for Rob Mikowiak. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marte fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna now playing third base. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Choo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Choo hits a line drive towards short. Uribe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Luna is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Luna is 0-for-3 in the game. Luna strikes out. Two outs. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Inglot is 0-for-3 in the game. Inglot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards short. Luna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Uribe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Uribe hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Podsednik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marte juggles the ball. That's an error on Marte. Uribe moves to second. Andrew Brown now pitching. Alex Cintron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cintron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cintron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Uribe scores. Podsednik moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dye is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Podsednik moves to third. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. the Indians will come to bat. Brian Anderson now playing center field. Ryan Sweeney now playing left field. Bobby Jenks now pitching. Casey Blake pinch hits for Kelly Shoppak. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blake hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Blake reaches second base with a double. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Marte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Marte reaches second base with a double. Blake scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Marte scores. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Sizemore scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Matt Thornton now pitching. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cintron fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Michaels moves to third. 2 outs. Shinsu Chu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chu is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Victor Martinez now catching. Tom Mastny now pitching. Casey Blake now playing first base. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tadahito Igoshi pinch runs for Paul Konerko. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.